Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to 1180 WFYLS. It's a new day with you in the morning. It's Mike Levins here, going to be talking about the news headlines, all from a Christian perspective. Thanks for listening, by the way, and you could call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK. It's a dreary morning out there in southeast Pennsylvania today, but don't let that worry you. There's plenty to talk about, and we want to hear your voice today, 610-539-TALK. Plenty to talk about. Where do I begin? I don't know where I begin with the stuff that we could talk about today. There's been tons happening as far as in social policy. There's a lot trending. I don't like that term. I don't know why, but I just don't like that term, trending. I don't know if that's just me, or maybe it is just me, but I don't necessarily like the term. I don't necessarily like the day. You could go ahead again, that number, 610, that is 610-539-8255, 610-539-TALK. There's a, where do I begin with the headlines today? Well, we've got, let's see, what's on the, we've apparently got an interesting thing going on with the TSA. I don't know if you've been following this at all, but I'll go ahead, I've got a Fox News article here. This is the headline, acting TSA head reassigned after watchdog report reveals airport security failing. So this huge government watchdog bureaucracy, and that's what it is supposed to be watching and secure. I mean, the TSA's been in the news before. Everything from doing frisks to not necessarily being qualified to do those frisks. You name it, they've been there. So now the acting head of transportation, of the Transportation Security Administration, was reassigned, apparently assigned after this report revealed undercover agents were able to sneak, get this, fake explosives and banned weapons through checkpoints as part of an investigation. So they were doing this kind of as a quality control check, and they were able to sneak fake explosives and banned weapons through these different checkpoints. Makes you feel good about our TSA, doesn't it? So Homeland Security Secretary Jeh Johnson, literally Jeh is his name, G-A-H, Jeh Johnson, announced that TSA Acting Administrator Melvin Carraway had been sent to work in the department's Office of State and Local Law Enforcement. And the acting deputy director, Mark Hatfield, a lot of names I know, will take over the TSA until a new acting administrator is appointed. Earlier this year, President Obama nominated Coast Guard Vice Admiral Peter Neffinger to be the TSA's permanent administrator. Now, that's a thought, that you're going to have someone who has been associated with the military. You're going to have someone with military experience now heading the TSA. I mean, that even brings up the question, should the TSA almost be like a branch of the military? Is it that pertinent? Would that kind of guarantee that it's more secure, that it's not just another government-run bureaucracy? Because right now, that's all it's shaping up to be. It's just a government-run bureaucracy. This is the Fox News article. This is the headline on FoxNews.com. As much as we try to secure things, because the Patriot Act is another thing that's in the news, if you've been following that, I remember when the Patriot Act was first being discussed and my friends railing me that Republicans were behind this. And now, so here we go. All right, I've got a CNN article. I know you know me with CNN, but I've got a CNN article here, okay? And it reads, Patriot Act provisions have expired. That's what's, you know, what happens now. So this is CNN's take on it. I've got to read a CNN article. You just know me by now. 610-539-TALK. The U.S. government on Monday found itself with fewer tools to investigate terrorism. This is referring to the Patriot Act. Now, the Senate entered a debate period late Sunday, and it pushed past the midnight deadline for putting in provisions of the law, three provisions of the law, which really have to do with data collection. It was a huge victory for people, basically what this article is calling privacy hawks. They've called for changes to this program. And the big question is, okay, security versus privacy. Which do we want more? Because it's a give and take. The National Security Agency shut down the bulk metadata collection program officially at 7:44 p.m. Sunday night. And that was a senior government official telling CNN. They indicated they were going to shut the program down before 8 to make sure that everything was in place before midnight military time, apparently. Now, these are the provisions that the act loses, so that you know. One of the biggest things is what's called Section 215, and what that allows the NSA to do, and this is one of the things that expired, is to collect telephone metadata on millions of Americans and store that data for about 5 years. Right now, that has lapsed. That is not in effect. And metadata, if I can define this, what is metadata? What is that, especially when it refers to the NSA program? Well, metadata is, it's an interesting thing. It kind of sounds like data, but it's not quite. It's information about where, where we make our calls, when those calls are, and where they go. It's not the content of the call itself. It's just everything surrounding the call, the metadata, if you will, when you make that call, where you were when you made it, and where it's going. So that's what it is specifically. Now, law enforcement officials also won't be allowed to get what's called a wiretap to track terror suspects, a roving wiretap, who frequently change communications devices like phones. They'll have to get individual warrants. So they won't be able to simply track if they, I guess, and I don't know how they determine that, but I'm guessing if one suspect switches a device underneath that provision, they would still be able to track them if they had reasonable, I guess, a reasonable circumstance to say this is the same person we're tracking who's a suspect on this device. We don't need to go ahead and get another warrant. Right now, they'll have to get individual warrants for each device. So that's the second provision. The third one is a legal provision. And that is what it allows national security tools to be used against, quote, lone wolf terror suspects. If officials can't find any connection between a foreign terrorist group like ISIS. But that provision apparently has never been used. Now, I think that's just a bull-faced lie. It's gotta be. What do you mean that provision has never been used? Then why would it be there in the first place? And the Patriot Act has been around for over 10 years. I got that right? Yeah, I think over 10 years. Maybe I have that wrong, but I remember because the Patriot Act was talked about right after September 11th. Now, maybe I don't have the exact time right on that, but that's the time frame we're looking at here. You want to tell me that was never used for these quote-unquote lone wolf terror suspects? I think that's a bunch of hogwash. 610-539-TALK. The House overwhelmingly passed a bill called the USA Freedom Act. That's going to make big changes to the first provision, and that was allowing the collection of this metadata. But it leaves the latter two, the last two provisions. So we've got collecting of metadata, that's the first provision. This roving wiretap, which lets the government be able to search or be able to collect information on, I guess, subsequent phones if they have suspicion that a suspect is changing phone numbers and it's the same suspect. So that's the roving wiretap. So collecting metadata, the roving wiretap, and then this lone wolf provision. And who knows what these national security tools are, by the way. I don't know what they are. but apparently they've never been used. Is my experience that whenever the government has something that they can use, they usually use it. I mean, isn't that the point of power, and isn't that what government's all about anyway? 610-539 talk. Now, that's kind of what's going on as far as the bulk of this debate with the Patriot Act. So now, going back to the TSA, is this all going to be lumped in? Probably not. Is the TSA going to be lumped with the Patriot Act? Is there going to be some kind of reform there? Not with the Patriot Act, but we're probably going to be looking at some big-time reforms with the TSA now, with this coming out. Because isn't that the good old TSA doing their jobs? Oh, so wonderful-like. Especially when they're not even sworn like police officers have to be. I would love to know what their background checks are, wouldn't you? Sneaking explosives, apparently, through our airports.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. It seems that just about every day now, there's another story in the news that gives evidence that there are greater challenges happening to our religious liberty all across America. One example, an enlisted Marine corporal was court-martialed for displaying a Bible verse on her desktop computer, something she was told by her superiors is an affront to, quote, good order and discipline. Unbelievable. Another example is the case of Atlanta Fire Chief Kelvin Cochran, fired from his post for writing a men's Bible study book that a member of city council took offense to. Chief Cochran will be speaking in Lancaster this Thursday night at Lancaster Bible College, and if you're interested in hearing his compelling story, give Dan a call at our office at 1-800-FAMILY-1.
The Pennsylvania Family Institute. Protect the family, preserve the future. You can follow Michael Gear online at Twitter and Facebook, or stay up to date on our website at pafamily.org.
Jeff Bush here from Informed Family Financial Services, located right here in Norristown. Are you nearing the decision about Social Security? Are you aware of the unique claiming strategies available to you when it comes to your Social Security benefits? Don't make a snap decision. Give me a call today at 610-630-4495 to schedule your no-obligation consultation. That's 610-630-4495. Representative of USA Financial Securities, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Veterans, WFYL is pleased to participate in Greater Harleysville and North Penn Senior Services Veterans Expo. Stop by our table on Wednesday, June 10th, from 9 to 1 p.m. Vets, make sure you are aware of the benefits you have earned. Find out about available resources, vision screenings offered, light refreshments available. Located at Encore Experiences Harleysville Senior Center. Call 215-256-6900 for more information. Alright, I don't know how you feel about this, but we're going to talk about this morning. Alright, you ready for the headline? I'm going to do CNN on this, because I, you know me. I've got to get a bad CNN article in here. Alright, here we go. CNN with the headline, No More Bruce, Meet Caitlyn Jenner. Now, if you don't know what this is about, but you are trying to infer from the headline there, oh yeah, this is about transgender. This is about a man becoming a woman who is going to be on the cover of Vanity Fair magazine, by the way. As a woman, I'm looking at it right now, and it is... You know, I've just, you know, when you become aware of yourself for just a second, and I just did right now, and you feel like, because I was just listening to myself, and then you know what it's like? I feel like I'm trying to describe some kind of, I don't know, when you try to describe something, like, that you don't understand, when you're sitting there looking at a picture, and or you're trying to... How about this? It's like charades. You're trying to describe something in charades. Okay, it's... But you can actually talk. You don't just have to move. I guess charades is where you just have to move. Where you just sit there and... Well, it's... It was a man. Now has longer hair, done in a different way, and lipstick, and a one piece, and is, I guess, called Caitlin now. You know, I feel like we're trying to describe something, and like, you know, when you have a tough time describing something, you're sitting there going, almost like you're dissecting it. Like you're going, it's white, kind of feminine, didn't used to be feminine, now it is. It's like my dad trying to just, it's like me trying to describe technology to my dad, let's put it that way. And if he's listening right now, he'd probably get a kick out of that one, because he knows we make fun of him all the time, because he's not very technologically savvy. Oh, but yeah, if you don't know where this is going, this is where it's going. And I'm going to tie this into our scripture of the day, so just you wait. I don't even like the first line in this CNN article. She has finally made her debut. Like, it's something to be celebrated, which a lot of people think it should be celebrated, but let's not get into that quite yet. Here's reading the article. On we go. Vanity Fair tweeted its latest cover Monday, starring the former Bruce Jenner, now called Caitlyn. Famed photographer Annie Leibovitz shot the first images of Jenner in her, emphasis added, Malibu home for the upcoming issue. The photos accompany an article written by Friday Night Lights author Buzz Bissinger. According to the website, Jenner, this is a quote, Jenner speaks movingly about her journey, telling Bissinger, if I was lying on my deathbed and had kept this secret and never ever did anything about it, I would be lying there saying, you just blew your entire life. Continuing to read now, I want to read this first. In April, Jenner sat down for an interview with Diane Sawyer to reveal that the former Olympian had the soul of a female. Here's a link underneath says, why we need to listen to Bruce Jenner's story. The cover was greeted with praise, with many on social media rallying around hashtag #CallMeCaitlyn. There is a hashtag for this. Some bigger tweets, Daniel Christopher, thank you with the handle Vanity Fair for making history. Welcome to the world, Miss Jenner, with hashtag #CallMeCaitlyn. Here's a tweet from Caitlyn Jenner. I'm just reading the profile for the Twitter name. I'm so happy after such a long struggle to be living my true self. Welcome to the world, Caitlyn. Can't wait for you to get to know her/me. Kardashians, because, well, I'll keep reading. I'll explain how the Kardashians tie into this later. Kardashians show reveals a roller coaster of Jenner's transition. Khloe Kardashian, one of Jenner's stepdaughters, showed her support on Instagram, posting, quote, we were given this life because you were strong enough to live it. I couldn't be prouder. Caitlyn, you are beautiful. Culture's transgender moment. Jenner's daughter Kendall posted a video of some behind-the-scenes footage of the Vanity Fair shoot with a voiceover of Jenner saying, as soon as the Vanity Fair cover comes out, I'm free. Celebrity journalist David Kaplan tweeted a picture of Jenner in a smoking hot red outfit and shades styling in a sports car. And there's a reason I'm reading this whole article, so bear with me. Okay? I know I'm reading the article, but I want you to get the feel of the article here. And it took the internet only a minute to decide that Caitlyn Jenner bears a striking resemblance to actress Jessica Lange. GLAAD president and chief executive officer Sarah Kate Ellis hailed the Jenner cover. Quote, by sharing her journey with the world, Caitlyn Jenner is accelerating acceptance of transgender people everywhere and reminds us all how important it is to live as your most authentic self, Ellis said in a statement. Quote, for a transgender person to step into the world as his or her authentic self is a moment of tremendous freedom, added Nick Adams, GLAAD's director of programs for transgender media. Quote, the world can now see what Caitlyn Jenner has always known, that she is, and always has been, a woman. ESPN, I'll say that again, ESPN says Jenner will receive the Arthur Ashe Award at its 2015 ESPYs Award Show, July 15th, in Los Angeles. According to the ESPYs site, quote, recipients reflect the spirit of Arthur Ashe, possessing strength in the face of adversity, courage in the face of peril, and the willingness to stand up for their beliefs no matter what the cost. Get to that in a minute. Reading on's almost done here. Stick with me now. The award is named for the tennis star who brought awareness to HIV and AIDS after he announced his diagnosis in 1992. He died of complications from the disease in 1993. Past recipients of the award include Billie Jean King, Nelson Mandela, Muhammad Ali, and Michael Sam. E, home of the family's reality show Keeping Up with the Kardashians, will air an 8-part series about Jenner's transition starting July 26th. And that's the CNN article. Just so you could soak all that journalism in there. That wonderful journalism. Just let that marinate for a second. Just let it sit with you for a second there. You know who's going to be undergoing I can't even believe that's what the award is about. And you know who's going to be undergoing adversity? Christians. That's who. Because we're willing to stand up for what we believe no matter what the cost.
WFYL. Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Even with the long lines and pat-downs, undercover agents were able to sneak weapons and fake explosives through airport security 95% of the time.
That's cost the acting head of the Transportation Safety Administration his title.
TSA is tasked with protecting the nation's transportation system.
That was Melvin Caraway testifying to Congress in March. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said late yesterday that he's been reassigned after a classified government report revealed big lapses in airport screening.
Fox News Radio's Ron Flatter. 18 survivors, more than 400 people missing in the sinking of a Chinese cruise ship.
Many of the bodies of those who haven't survived are now beginning to wash up. Most of those on board, we understand, are elderly. The oldest is in their 80s. There were children on board as well. A child as young as 3 is listed on the passenger manifest.
Sky News correspondent Mark Stone. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Hi, I'm Doug Floro, president and certified financial planner at MFB Wealth Management. In Matthew 25, the parable of the 10 talents warns us that not investing the master's talents because of fear is wrong. Doing nothing can be a sin.
So what are the consequences of doing nothing?
In this parable, the first thing we see is that the Lord is not pleased. The one talent is taken away and given to the one that has 10 talents. Finally, the unprofitable servant is cast into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Wow, that sounds harsh.
It certainly does. Now, none of us is a perfect steward, but if you feel like you are just coasting along and it's time to make some changes, please call our office at 215-723-8999.
MFB Wealth Management, 215-723-8999, on the web at mfbwm.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, member FINRA SIPC.
Seniors and anyone connected with seniors, attend Chester County's Premier 50 Plus Expo on Tuesday, June 9th. WFYL will be there at the Church Farm School, 1001 Lincoln Highway in Exton, from 9 to 2 p.m. Stop by our table and say hello. Free health screening, useful seminars, entertainment, all available for free. For more information, go to agreatwaytospendmyday.com.
Florence Chadwick was the first woman to swim the English Channel in both directions. Now, she would swim from Catalina Island to the California coast. The year was 1952. The day was dense with fog. The cold water was numbing. Florence could hardly see. She could hear rifles shooting at sharks nearby. After more than 15 hours, it all became too much. Her trainer urged her on, but with no land in sight, her will was gone. Florence quit swimming. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. That day, Florence Chadwick gave up 1/2 mile from her goal. When you're ready to quit, keep on swimming. The fog will lift and you'll see how close you are in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You know, if I completely failed at my job, I would love to not get fired, but simply get reassigned. Well, that's what's happening to the acting head of the TSA. He's getting reassigned. Yeah, that's right. That Melvin Caraway, he's getting sent to work in the department's Office of State and Local Law Enforcement. Well, because he did such a stellar job. I did not know that statistic in that Fox News report before. 95% of the time, undercover agents were able to sneak explosives, fake explosives, mind you, they were fake explosives, and weapons past TSA. Whatever they're called. Agents. I think that's giving them a little bit more than what necessarily they're doing in their work right now. A fake bomb strapped to his back set off a magnetometer, if I'm saying that right. But the screener still failed to find it, apparently. Yep, that's right. They were able to sneak fake explosives and banned weapons through checkpoints at the TSA. And 95% of the time, they were successful. Are you joking? Did we learn nothing from 9/11? Yeah, I said it. 610-539-TALK. 610-539-TALK. I would love to get reassigned and not completely and utterly lose my job. in a smoking, flaming fire. But that's apparently what's happening to the acting administrator of TSA, Melvin Carraway. After completely failing, I'm reading the comments. Here's one comment. Do a search on YouTube. Quote, TSA strip search. Hundreds of videos of children and old ladies being harassed and worse. Oops. And all caps are beneath it. That's, I like that comment. But, so apparently, no more Bruce. No more Bruce is Right. And let me go ahead and, for all the quote-unquote cost, let's put this in perspective here. It's time for some truth to come out here, don't you agree? Let's put this into real perspective, and if you're listening, I hope you listen real close to what I'm about to say. In terms of cost, what I'm about to say has a very high cost to it. It has the cost of me being labeled a bigot, even a racist, if that even applies. It has the risk of me being called a hate monger, of my reputation being tarnished. Let's put this in perspective. Let's go ahead and look at the true cost of standing up for what a person believes in. For what I'm about to say, I could be labeled, I could be tarred and feathered. Let's look at the real cost of what it means to stand up for what you believe. This whole Caitlyn Jenner affair. Let's get this right and keep in mind the cost associated with what I'm about to say. Who's really going to be risking things here? I think our society is calling good evil and evil good right now. And am I saying that about this whole Bruce Jenner and Caitlyn Jenner thing? You betcha. Now, apparently, there's a tremendous risk in Caitlyn or Bruce, whatever you want to call him or her. I could tear apart this article. I could tear it apart and look at all of the hypocrisy that our society demonstrates with the numerous quotes and tweets and videos and photos posted. I could look at the corruption, and I could look at the degradation. I could do all those things. But what I'd like you to know most is this award that ESPN is going to be giving Jenner, the Arthur Ashe Award, which, quote, recipients reflect the spirit of Arthur Ashe, possessing strength in the face of adversity, courage in the face of peril, and the willingness to stand up for their beliefs, no matter what the cost. She's going to be receiving this award because of her coming out as a transgender now woman. If anything I want you to know, I want you to know that God does not turn a blind eye to the suffering Christians are going to be enduring because of them standing up for what they believe. You see, the world has awards of metal, plastic, and wood to pat themselves on the back for what they believe. And you know how long that's going to last? In the face of history, 50 to 100 years maybe, depending on which direction this nation goes in. God, we already know where our reward is. And let me throw this on top of it. And those of you maybe listening who completely disagree with me, 610-539-TALK, by the way, this is going to throw you for a real tailspin. I want to say this too. Jesus said himself, I did not come to condemn the world. The world is condemned already. But I came to seek and save that which is lost. That's going to throw you for a real tailspin if you do not agree with me right now, because you're thinking that I'm a bigot, I'm racist. Again, if that even applies, I'm just taking out the gauntlet here. That I'm a hate monger, that this is hate speech, and that I shouldn't be allowed to say these things. That just completely tore your world apart. You know why? Because what I read was just God's word. And God's word doesn't fit into our nice little box of stereotypes we like to so put people in situations. And I'm not talking about Bruce Jenner. I'm talking about Christians. Here's a scripture of the day. Isaiah 5, verse 20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And that's exactly what's happening today. Because I am surprised at how well this has caught on and how much that this is praised. And not so surprised with the fact that people are getting behind it, but that people are investing everything they have in jumping headlong into this cause, which is not a cause. Talk. You want to know who's really undergoing persecution and who's really going to be paying the cost? You and me. You and me. Even those who are not a Christian, because you know what? There's a cost to what you're standing up for. It seems all nice and fine and popular now, but I guarantee you it's only going to be for a time. Only for a time. And that's what I want to say about Caitlyn Jenner. Watch out, world. Here comes Caitlyn. Apparently, that's something that we should all be proud of.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. That's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Hey, Grandma, can you help me with this new Common Core assignment? I'm supposed to read all about global warming and how we're polluting the air just by breathing. I held my breath 10 times today because I don't want to hurt those poor polar bears.
Oh, honey, don't you worry. There are 4 times as many polar bears now than when I was a kid. You can breathe safely because you're not polluting anything. That's just another government scheme cooked up to tax and control people.
But it's right here in my Common Core book, Grandma. I'll get a bad grade if I say that. What shall I do?
Get Common Core out of your state. If you would just make this your project, you could change the country.
Learn more about the federal Common Core and PA Core standards and call your representatives today and ask them to stop the national takeover of education. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call Richard at 484-678-2236. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message.
Hi, this is Carla DeDessi, author of the Julia Learns book series and host of Your Family Matters here at 1180 WFYL. Let's make 2015 the year that we read quality books to our children, the future leaders of this country. Please start with my book series, Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely and Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely. Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely is instructing our children to vote with conservative values and the importance of planting those seeds deeply into our children's hearts at an early age. Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely is planting seeds deeply for truth and nobility and righteousness that we see in traditional marriage. They are the only books that are sharing this message with our children, the future leaders of the United States of America. And please keep a lookout for a third book that will be launched this April 2015, Julia Learns How to Protect Life Wisely. Remember, today's readers are tomorrow's future leaders.
The Julia Learns series can be purchased as ebooks, printed books, and on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other Christian retailers.
Hi, this is Nancy Becker, the Recorder of Deeds in Montgomery County. I'd like to read a quote from Mark Twain. In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man and brave and hated and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, and then it costs nothing to be a patriot.
You know, I didn't realize becoming your most authentic self meant changing everything physiologically that you were ever born with. You know, as much as people would like to think that they are in control completely, they refuse to acknowledge the fact that, you know, you were born physiologically as what we call a man. You're never going to be able to change that. Sure, you could alter your physiology and call yourself a woman, but that's one thing that's never, ever going to change. The fact that you were born physiologically as a man. One thing you're never going to ever change. And you know what? And that's God's reminder to all of us that He determines a lot of things in our world. 610-539-TALK. 610-539-TALK. In our world, that affects you and I every day. So, this is being hailed by many, and many have jumped in saying that, well, this is who she is, who he is. And we're going to not only say, I don't care if this happens, he or she or whatever does this, but we're going to jump headlong into support of it. We're going to jump headlong into support of it. And we're going to make sure that it is known that we are that we are advocating for this person and applauding it. And we're going to have no problems doing that. Let it be marked down in history that we are proud of Bruce becoming Caitlin. You know what? There's nothing I am more not proud that our nation has done than this. Yeah. At the risk of being called a bigot, at the risk of being called intolerant and hateful, that's where I stand. And that is what's going on with this whole Jenner affair. Some big names in there. ESPN going to be giving this award away. Arthur Ashe Award. E going to be doing an 8-part series on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which is going to document this whole gender change, which I'm sure they're going to get a lot of views and a lot in advertising revenue for. See, Sin pays for a season. It pays only just for a time. But then that runs out very quickly. And all who are supporting this and jumping on the bandwagon just because it's the cultural thing to do and haven't taken 2 seconds to think about, you keep that in mind. That sin, it seems right for about the proverbial 10 seconds. And then it just collapses on itself. And then you see what it really brings about, which is just hurt and anguish. And apparently, I wouldn't be too happy if I was saying this to myself, but apparently, Bruce Jenner, his whole life revolves around the fact that he wants to become a woman. If that's what your whole life revolves around, then that's not much of a life. Because this is from Jenner. Quote, if I was lying on my deathbed and had kept this secret and never ever did anything about it, I would be lying there saying, you just blew your entire life. If that's what your entire life is based on, then you need something more to live for. There's so much more to live for. No one wants to hear the truth anymore, though. No one wants to hear. I can't help but think of David Wilkerson. I don't know if you've ever heard, it's called A Call to Anguish. That's real happy, right? But on YouTube, one of the most viewed sermons he has done on YouTube, one of the things he said is, no one wants to hear the truth anymore. No one wants to hear it. David Wilkerson was famous for starting Teen Challenge, for going in to places no one else in the modern world wanted to go to. Inner city New York, dealing with gangs who were killing and raping and every form of evil, and ministering to them and sharing with them the gospel. No one else wanted to do that, but he did. Famous for that, for demonstrating love. True love. in the face of evil. He said, no one wants to stand for the truth anymore. No one wants to hear it. That's the only thing that comes to mind when I think about this. I am tempted to do something about this hashtag call me Caitlin thing. Very, very tempted. What about you? 610-539-TALK. 610-539-TALK. I expect that, for the most part, because of how toxic this is publicly, and that's exactly what it is, toxic. And what I mean by that is, if you're not for it, if you're against it and you come out publicly, you're going to be the equivalent of a leper. And everyone's going to rail on you and call you the meanest of things you've ever thought of. Because that's how brainwashed we are today. We have to do what everyone thinks is good. We have to be the collective. We have to lose all individuality, lose all thought, and do what everyone thinks is the right thing. Because if you go against that, well then you just are not on the same intellectual plane, my friend. You haven't come to the same level of enlightenment as we have, the collective. As much as they want to tout individuality and individual freedoms, they do not realize that they are destroying them. And that's the truth. Tell me, is it freedom to mutilate yourself, to become a woman?
Hello, this is Paul Fisher, headmaster of Coventry Christian School in Pottstown. I am so pleased that WFYL is a growing part of our community, serving as a voice of reason and a defender of and proponent for all that has made and will make America a great nation. There simply are not enough competing voices and ideas in the media, and we are proud to partner with WFYL in working for your liberty and things that truly matter. Advertising on WFYL has served us well and opened doors of opportunity for expanding our mission in classical Christian education. And the good people at the station have been so kind to help us network as well. I hope you will faithfully tune in to WFYL, share this station with others, and consider how a partnership with your organization or business could strengthen our community and build a stronger America.
Broadcasting live from historic West Norriton Township,
this is AM 1180.
AM 1180. WFYL, King of Prussia, Philadelphia.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They were able to get fake bombs and banned weapons through airport security. Undercover agents uncovering flaws at the TSA.
That is not acceptable.
He's a traveler at Phoenix's airport. The TSA's acting director's been reassigned.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said that this particular series of tests focused on what he called a specific manner of getting the items past screeners. Now, the report did find that TSA screeners failed 95% of the time, 67 out of 70 tests at airports across the country.
That's Melanie Alnick with Fox 5 TV at Washington. Reagan National. Johnson wants new TSA agent training. The Senate will today try to bring back some government surveillance that ended Sunday night with one senator claiming it tramples on the Bill of Rights. Fox News Radio's John Decker live at the White House.
The legislation, which will be taken up by the Senate this morning, is known as the USA Freedom Act. It would reauthorize several NSA surveillance programs, but would phase out the collection of phone records by the NSA within the year. The Freedom Act passed the House overwhelmingly and is backed by the president. Senator Senator Rand Paul, who doesn't believe it goes far enough in restricting the government, will not block this legislation from moving forward. Intelligence officials say if the USA Freedom Act fails to pass the Senate, it would be a major blow to U.S. counterterrorism efforts. Dave?
John, hundreds of divers and soldiers are trying to rescue people maybe trapped alive inside a capsized cruise ship on China's Yangtze River. More than 450 passengers were on board.
The engineers at the Three Gorges Dam, which is several 100 kilometers upstream from the incident itself, have been told to slow the flow of water. This is the largest dam in the world. It's an engineering wonder, so that the flow downstream is slower to help the rescue operation.
Sky News' Mark Stone, more than a dozen have survived. A teenager's dead in West Virginia, struck by lightning while fishing on a pond south of Charleston. Two other teens with him were injured, one critically. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I'm a freelance photographer, and I handle my own business. That's why I use QuickBooks Self-Employed. It's a simple program that helps me estimate my federal quarterly taxes and separate my business and personal expenses. Say I buy a new lens. The purchase pops up on my phone. I just swipe left to file it as a business expense. And tickets to a ball game with my kids? I swipe right to file as personal.
Dad, I'm hungry.
And swipe right for the hot dogs. That's how I own it.
If you work for yourself, try QuickBooks Self-Employed with a free 30-day trial. Learn more at qbselfemployed.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Three friends of the convicted Boston Marathon bomber are facing sentencing this week.
All three of them were in Johar Tsarnaev's dorm room at the University of Massachusetts Dartmouth just hours after the FBI released photos of Tsarnaev and his brother Tamerlan during the manhunt for them. Azamat Zayakov and Dias Katerbayev were later convicted of impeding the investigation by taking Tsarnaev's backpack and computer from the dorm room. Rebel Filipos lied about being with them when they took the items. Katerbayev pleaded guilty to conspiracy and obstruction of justice and faces up to 7 years in prison when sentenced today. Filipos faces up to 8 years in prison. Tzayakov and Filipos are to be sentenced on Friday. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio.
Iraq's prime minister wants more intelligence and more action from international allies to battle ISIS. This despite the more than 4,000 airstrikes by the U.S. coalition against those Islamic militants. Secretary of State Kerry is part of this international talk on the Iraqi claims and ISIS needs in Paris, but he's doing it by phone. The secretary, of course, injured himself in a bike accident over the weekend in Switzerland, and he will have surgery on a broken leg this morning at Mass General in Boston. If you are on the internet at all, you've seen the big change.
Bruce Jenner broke a lot of records as an Olympian. He told Vanity Fair,
"Very, very proud of the accomplishment. I don't want to diminish that accomplishment."
And now as Caitlyn Jenner, she's doing it again. The reality TV star has beaten President Obama's record-breaking Twitter account startup by gaining more than 1 million followers in just 4 hours. It took our president 5 hours to accomplish that. A cover pic by Annie Leibovitz has been retweeted 165 million times.
That's Fox News Radio's Michelle Polino. On Wall Street, ahead of the opening bell this morning, futures are down modestly. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
In Job chapter 1, we're told about a man of great integrity whose name was Job. Consistent in his walk before God, God proclaimed him perfect. Honorable in his life before others, his friends proclaimed him upright. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, asking, are you like Job? God trusted him so strongly that he challenged the devil to buffet him, even in times of enormous testing when his children were killed, possessions stolen, friends proved themselves unfriendly, and a discouraging wife told him to curse God and die. Job's faith didn't waver. In fact, because his heart was right with God, he could say with full confidence in the face of terrible calamity, "Naked came I into the world, and naked will I go out. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In the end, God healed Job, restored twice what he had lost, but only after Job prayed for his friends and thanked God for his trials. I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, asking, can God trust you like he did Job? Will you respond like Job?
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.